This is Senator Bob Dole. President Reagan hits a home run in the clutch. Howard Baker's the new chief of staff at the White House. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the White House has had more than its share of problems lately, but it sure looks like it's back on track with the appointment of Howard Baker as the new chief of staff. No doubt about it, Howard's the right man at the right time. He brings instant credibility to the White House. What with his years of congressional experience and leadership, he's a pro's pro. Not only will Howard Baker get the White House back in order, he will also be the key to improving administration relations with Congress. And that means the American people will be winners as President Reagan's agenda gets new life on Capitol Hill. Ted, you and I will disagree on most issues, but I know you and I are in harmony on one score. Howard Baker, the right man at the right time.
Well said, Bob, but I'll bet your right-wing friends are dying 1,000 deaths. Ronald Reagan has hired as his new chief of staff the senator they think gave away the Panama Canal. Howard Baker is one of the ablest leaders in the Republican Party. It would have taken him about 1 second to veto the arms deal with Iran. Above all, Howard Baker takes the issue seriously, but he never takes himself too seriously. He's the only one in America who could call Nancy Reagan a dragon and make it sound endearing. He's also as comfortable with Congress as an old shoe. If anyone can persuade Congress and the president to walk the extra mile together on the budget, arms control, and the other tough issues, it's Howard Baker. In accepting this call, Howard Baker put the country above his presidential ambitions. I hope you'll do that on the issues too, Bob. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on a distressing trend in the economy. We're losing high-wage jobs and creating low-wage jobs. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.